Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. I'm here with Fran.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Hey, Guardians.
Hi, Guardians.
I wanted to say that instead, actually.
Hi, Guardians. Is that
Hey,
is that
Guardians.
You hosted the show last week. How'd it go without me?
It was awesome. You weren't here, so I had a ton of fun. No,
flawless production cycle.
Tricky. I mixed up the production in all kinds of ways, but it was fun. We had some gameplay in there, but we did make a little mistake on the podcast, so I apologize. I didn't mute the game audio. Sorry about that. Anyway. On to the next week, on to the next battle.
Yeah. Onward and upward.
So it's a small crew today, just you and I.
Yeah, just you and I. And we're going to be talking about a poll that Bungie sent out. They asked, are you still enjoying Destiny? So we did a little poll of our own because we don't have access to those results.
Yeah, yes.
I'm a pretty big Destiny guy, so I put a tweet out there. Got 26,000 responses.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is a big sample
size. It's a big
number. Reddit also did a thread, but we're going to talk about the results. We're also going to talk about the weekly update and some pretty significant changes that are coming to the 3v3 map gameplay types, the Crucible.
Jose's Crucible.
Yeah. So, Fran, right away, let's talk about that poll.
How about that poll? People
say we're awfully critical about Destiny a lot in the comments. I get
it
a lot on Twitter.
I can't figure it out. Like, we're paid... Apparently, is what they say.
We're paid, but we're too critical.
To love Destiny, but then we like constantly hate on the game, and so we are not paid to cover Destiny, for the record.
I wish.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I wish I was paid by Activision.
Yeah, you wouldn't work here if that were true.
Yeah.
But yeah, so where do we stand on the game, I think, is the question. Or do you just want to go over the results?
Yeah, so let's take a look at the results right away. Put this poll out on Twitter, and I said, on a scale from 1 to 4 stars, how much are you enjoying Destiny lately? 1, not enjoying. 4, enjoying a lot. And the results were 4 stars.
Wait, do you
stars.
Have a description for 2 or 3? Did you ever make it that far?
I think people figured it out. Also,
kind of
character.
Enjoying on a Saturday is 2.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
See, the BungieNet forums also released a poll similar to this. And they had a bunch of weird terms like meh, I don't know. And it was all over the place because there wasn't
hard to tell.
A succinct high or low point.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, 1 is low.
So 1 star, 62% of the 26,000 votes.
Not enjoying.
And you have to kind of remember with that, yes, I know a lot of players aren't really enjoying it anymore. I might be on that lower end of enjoyment level, because there's not a lot for me to do. Yeah. Not because the game's bad.
So when I looked at this poll, 62% people saying they're not enjoying. You go to the high end, it's only 6% saying they're really enjoying.
Shocking.
Or actually, enjoying a lot was your range.
Enjoying a lot.
My big caveat was the poll allows you to vote if you don't even play Destiny and hate it. We know that unfortunately is going to be a result because we see people in the comments every week saying, like, people still play this game. So I would caveat it a bit. I think I would bet you it's as much as double the number that it should be, mm-hmm. because it's like that's a very high number of engagement. But the point is, there's a lot of hate for it out there.
Definitely,
for sure.
Especially in our community, you know, the IGN community. People see that we cover it a lot, and they kind of have been like, "Please stop covering it so much." But we love the game, so. And it's our job to talk about the game and what we think about it, critique it, et cetera.
But there was no way to do this poll to get around it. Like, actually, I bring this up because last week I almost put out the poll about, do you like Rift, Clash, or Control better?
Yeah.
And one of the options I had for a second was like I'm not playing at all, or I don't even play Iron Banner. But then I was like, oh, wait, that's going to like mess the results up.
Definitely.
But with this, you had to do that. But yeah, a ton of people overwhelmingly saying they're just not enjoying it right now. We know that's palpable in the community. Everybody's talking about is dragging right now. There's just no updates.
Yeah, there's just not much to do. I like hopping in and doing the raid still with my buddies. You know, that's still fun. You know, I'll stream that sometimes at night after work. And that's great. But, yeah, I'm also kind of on the side, like, I want to play other games right now. And that's okay. It doesn't mean I hate Destiny.
Yeah.
Or
there's
anything
just, it's,
like
it's
that.
It's always, like, a time versus reward, right?
Yeah.
I've always said that about this game. And, like, I'm amazed that I'm still jumping back in. Like, I've had a lot of issues with hit detection and lag issues in the Crucible, even despite some of these fixes that they seem to be rolling out, where you just, like, you die, even though you should have had the kill.
Yeah.
But I'm still hopping back in and playing. There's something about it.
I apologize. I am listening. I'm just looking for the poll that Reddit did really quick.
Yeah.
And trying
feel
to find
free to check it out.
Trying to find out what they said. But anyway, they had similar results. So, I mean, I don't really need to look at it.
I don't think you even like, I'm glad you did the poll. I don't think you need a poll to tell you that the community right now is not like loving it. There's plenty of people that still play a lot. I still play. I'm going to play Trials this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing a show about Destiny, so it's probably not that shocking, but I think overwhelmingly when you look at what's been in there in the last like 3 months, you know, SRL and some raid challenges.
Yeah.
Like, that's mostly it. So unless you like Banner, unless you like the, you know, Trials and those events bring people back, but this, like, from PvE standpoint, other than collecting...
We need something.
Yeah,
PvE.
I mean, the 320 specials, like, or whatever, heavies and whatnot, getting that out of the challenges, I think, brings the core group back. But I think it's even a chore for some people where they're like, it's just not worth it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm never getting the helmet anyway, so I'm just going to stop playing, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Totally agreed. And I think this new exotic system where you kind of see all the exotics and what you have to collect, I don't know. It feels less special when I get an exotic in year two. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I just tore through the content super fast.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people did.
The
and
quest.
Now we're just kind of like, all right. Like, what do I do now? I feel like I've done everything.
Yeah, you brought this up when it first launched, and I sort of was like, well, I like having...
You're crazy, is what everybody said.
No, I didn't say you're crazy, but it's...
Not
the,
necessarily you guys, but
other people did, I think it's that balance, right? Like, again, knowing that you can just go and get the chaperone and do this stuff makes it less special.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, the argument I always made is it's not another Fatebringer or Gjallarhorn problem that literally there's people that went 8 months and then the game totally just nerfed it and took it out of year one. Like, they never got to enjoy Gjallarhorn because of that problem with RNG. So they solved it. Good. But now on the other side, I do agree with you. Like, I'm getting drops that are just not that special. I also think the raid weapon drops are just, that's... Like, why isn't there an exotic raid weapon drop?
Yeah.
Like, just a flat-out, like, amazing Galvan.
Well, there's the chest.
Yeah, but the point is it's not special to the raid.
Mm-hmm. It's not like the final boss.
Vex Mythic class.
Yes.
That is the perfect example. Like, you craved it.
You could also get Gjallarhorn there.
Exactly.
And Gjallarhorn was like,
But Gjallarhorn can drop anywhere. But my point is, right, the specialness of the drops is gone. So, yeah, I mean, other than getting a 320, which does feel special... they got to balance that out. I mean, have you ever had a 320 exotic drop ever? I mean,
no.
I certainly haven't. The chances are so low.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't.
You would
remember.
I think you would remember.
No, I probably infused it, and that makes it
a 320 exotic.
Like, oh, I got a 320. I already have infuse. Yes. Forget that I ever got it. I don't care. It's not exciting. It takes away that excitement, you know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, you need that special weapon that drops at the highest light level, or like have. Like, if the max level's 310, have one thing that drops at 320.
Yeah.
There has to be that thing that you really, really want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they've got a lot of work to do on that front. And, like, the next update is PvP. It's Crimson Doubles. So, you know, I think PvE players are really hurting. Like, there are a lot of people who just don't play PvP, right? And so they're, like, feeling like... I think that's sort of, it demonstrates the problems, right? Like, it's easier, it's got to be, obviously, right, to just make some modes out of the Crucible. It's a lot harder for them to take core gameplay content from the single or the campaign experience you know, and actually make something out of it, that like a quest and a strike or what have you. Mm-hmm. But it is surprising, right? There's so much work going into the PvP for these little challenges and SRL and all this, but like nothing in PvE really, which is a real bummer right now. So that's if they don't talk about something soon, I mean, this is just going to get worse. So
they also had that power shift internally where, like, you know, Pete Parsons is now CEO and everything. So there's a lot going on internally at Bungie that we don't know about. Yeah. However, I want to ask you. You asked me, where's your excitement level?
Oh, with the game.
Yeah, you never said.
Wait, did you answer?
Yeah, I did. I said it's closer to one. I'd probably say two, because like when I hop on, I still enjoy it. But it's kind of just like a out of habit thing, not a like, oh man, I can't wait to get home and play the raid. You know, it launched.
For me, I'm gonna rate a four when the original Destiny came out. Right? Okay, that's four. This is how I rate things, by the
Destiny
way.
Destiny Vanilla?
Trained critic at IGN. Yeah, so meaning when Destiny came out, a new franchise from Bungie. Four. Absolutely. Yeah. I was so stoked about this new game, this new franchise.
Run Vault every week. Vault was exciting every time you ran it. You never knew if you were going to get that piece of armor you needed.
Well, it was grinding.
But it was a grind.
But the point is excitement level. It started at four. I'm just setting the bar.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I'm being realistic, for me, it is a two right now. Like, Taken King was... could have been a four for a little bit, but mostly was a three, I think.
Yeah.
Significant improvements. It just, meaning, again, excitement level. Mm-hmm. New console, that's a four for me.
Yeah.
I'm just setting the bar. So the point is, for me, I'm going to say it's a two, but I have a very high bar for a high level of excitement. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like when Prison of Elders drops, that's like a three for me. You know,
that's like a 3.8.
No, it wasn't that high. That's the point. It's like a 2.9. Mm-hmm. Some people will get that. it's a two for me right now. I mean, I'm excited to play Crimson Doubles with, you know, a couple people.
Yeah.
But the PvE experience is dragging. And it's what everybody's talking about. Like, give us something to look forward to. You know, I'm going to use my Nintendo examples again. Like, there's been a few E3s where all Nintendo had to do was show a Zelda logo. Mm-hmm. You didn't, and a sound. You didn't have to do anything but tell people, we're working on it. But they're so stubborn that time went on for a whole year, and then they showed us, like, a slice of it kind of thing. But the point is, Bungie's in a situation where just get a little something out there like that. Like, why can't you tell us something's coming in September, October?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an investor relations thing. I'm sure it goes all through Activision.
Yeah.
But it's creating a huge problem with the community, because even if I want to come back and play, I'm starting to feel slighted by this relationship with you, who I've invested a ton of time in.
You know what? I feel like kind of established that expectation. The leaked slide that was never officially released by Bungie,
it sure
was
did.
Never supposed to come out. But now fans have this mentality of, hey, you owe us news. We need to know what's happening with the development cycle. Guys, I hate to be harsh, but really you don't. You were never supposed to see that slide.
That's part of it.
You know.
So I agree. That is set. For sure, a very high expectation of what's to come. It was a roadmap. That's what the community
wants. That was never supposed to be shown to anyone.
Not. But,
you know,
take a slice of that, which is the release of Dark Below, the release of House of Wolves, mm-hmm. the release of Iron Banner, and yada yada. That all year one had a path that was tattooed on your year one experience.
Yeah.
Year two, you would expect something like that. Even though intuitively, I think they're saying, well, the game was only, you know, whatever, $40 if you already owned year one. So it's not a full release.
Yeah.
But like, that's not intuitive to a gamer. It's called year two. I expect it to be like year one.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at things, right? December, DLC. Iron Banner hit, I forget which month. December as well of last year. Something like that.
But
when is right? Trials hit in, was it May? You know, or whatever month.
Trials, my favorite multiplayer mode ever.
But the point is, it has this pace. It had new weapons being introduced into the world, new exotics, all the above. And now it's almost March. And
nothing.
We've basically got, we've got a couple like PvP things. And I appreciate that they added racing to the game, but that's not significant.
Here's a scary thought. What if they're out of like great ideas and they're like, no way.
Yeah.
There's no way, right?
I know like that's conspiracy theory stuff. It's not like arrived.
I'm just like, why are you guys waiting? Like, have you not come to consensus internally about like what's the best big thing to release?
I think it is the internal development struggle of, this is what people take for granted. Mm-hmm. Destiny is like, look at the engine quality. I know it only runs at 30 frames a second.
No, the engine's been,
but it is
like a nightmare to develop for.
But it's but it's very polished. I mean, not mm-hmm. that's what people I think love about Destiny. The world is very
gorgeous.
it's a very pretty game that behaves in, you know, this way, where you can play with six people online doing all these things. That's a lot of stuff to push to the server, to sync up, to have your game experience not crumble over. You know, I've never made a game engine, but I know enough to know that it's very high end. I speculate that that is part of what's caused these issues. They set the bar so high that now they've got, every time they do something, it has to meet this very, very high bar. So it's super expensive to make.
And like the Oryx raid, ridiculously great.
Yeah, and
Oryx was
like,
awesome. And they're just like, whoops, that's too good? Like, yeah, we don't have anywhere up to go from here?
See, I don't think that. I think they have a billion ideas on the board that they wanted to do in the Oryx raid that didn't even make the cut, that are totally in the next raid, and things they wanted to do in Vault. It's about, again, the time that it's going to take to develop those things, make them work QA. I mean, if you've done QA as well, like, you fix whatever, someone's hair movement, and it turns into some huge bug.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever.
Hair movement eats your heavy ammo.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So again, you know, I am known as someone, I think, who people will be like, oh, you're making so many excuses. Like, they, you know, like, stop making excuses for them. You're so
far up.
Not really
excuses. It's just like, it's like we're trying to think, like, what are they going through? Why is this happening? Here's what a developer typically would go through.
That's right. I'm just trying to explain.
We're kind of thinking out loud.
Yeah, I mean, my point is, I'm just trying to explain how I think they've arrived at where they are, which is they're like, you know what? They could not keep up with that original pace. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, and we're going to get some release, I think, in September, October. But they couldn't keep up with year one pace. And it sucks. It sucks to be halfway through the year, really invested into a game, and now you're just like, you keep waiting, right? You keep waiting for the response, and every week it goes by, and it's just not there.
I got a question for you. So do they keep dumping development costs into Destiny 1, Destiny version 1, year 2, year 1, whatever. Do they keep doing that and give us like some big new patch, or do they just put it all into Destiny 2 and make a phenomenal sequel?
What do I want? I mean,
what do you think would be better?
Well, at this point, I'm ready to move on to a full-priced, you know, game, a full switchover. Mm-hmm. I think everybody talks like, please leave next gen. Last gen behind.
Yeah.
Focus on the new experience. Fix the vault. I mean, yeah, like that's what I expected this year. You know, whether it was exactly everything that we wanted, I did expect a more significant jump. Mm-hmm. But with all the latest progress and rumors, I'm definitely getting worried.
I feel like they've rubbed fans the wrong way for too long, and they need to just say, hey, let's hold those major releases for the full sequel. I don't think they're ever going to get that swell of excitement like they did with year two. You know, Well, not for a DLC pack or anything like that. You know, I think they need to like focus on Destiny 2. That's their next big push. Here's how we fix the story. Here's what we're fixing with Vault Space. Here's what we're fixing with raids.
Yeah.
You can expect 4 raids at launch and all this. And like, look at everything we have for you. You're going to love it for these reasons. Yeah. You know, we listen to you.
Yeah. And maybe to boil it down more, I still don't expect it would be like a Taken King type release. I've actually always said that. I'm getting nervous more and more again saying it, but I've always expected September, October to be more of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're leaving behind that vault. You know, we're changing this thing. Mm-hmm. It's not just going to be, it's another raid, and here's some more exotics. Because that's what you're saying. If it is just that, you're right. It's going to be met with like, okay, that's not super exciting. I do expect it to be more than that, but I think they're struggling to make all that happen. So I'm very curious to see what happens in the next, you know, several months. I think at E3 or around there, we're going to know more. We will know more by then. So actually, the clock is ticking now.
Yeah,
we've only got what, 3 or 4 months or so to wait. Sorry, my phone's.
That's all right. I was wondering if it was mine. Here's how they get the community back. They eat a big old slice of Humble Pie at E3 this year, make a big announcement. We know the story sucked. We know we let you. We know that we let a lot
Pete
of you
Parsons
down.
Opening remarks as new president.
Well, no, I imagine that.
We know
that,
the game sucks.
That would be like Luke.
I'm kidding.
You know? Yeah.
But you're right. Admit things. Sorry.
Yeah. We know you were let down by the story and this, and we're doing everything we can to gain your trust again.
Pull a Microsoft. Post Xbox One announcement, basically.
Basically, because
right?
Like right now, it's like Destiny was like, boom.
Yeah.
You know, they need to ramp that up. And I think they get the gamer back by eating that Humble Pie.
Yeah, I really don't think it's that hard to bring morale back up. The passion for this community and game are really, really high. Therefore, the expectations are high. But like, even seeing like another raid is gonna get people pumped.
Yeah.
Just getting a new set of exotics is gonna get people pumped. So I actually think it's easy for them to overcome this morale issue. It's just for whatever reason they're having to wait for the next whenever 3 months. I don't know. But when it happens, we'll all be excited again. I think, yeah, the big question, though, is how much is in there that our expectations are going to be met?
Having liked Destiny so much, I don't even know what did people expect when Destiny launched. Like, I don't know what they made up
the
in
original?
Their head for it to be, you know, that they were so let down. Like,
the
maybe more
Destiny?
Maybe more of a narrative.
I think,
but besides, like, we all know the story's awful.
I think a,
or
lot,
was.
A lot of people expected sort of like, whatever, you know, the Halo 2 kind of experience.
Mass Effect.
Like,
maybe.
Maybe Mass Effect even. I don't know. But, like, yeah, definitely a very deep Bungie-esque type experience and story. And I think that you heard a lot about that, where it was like, what is going on with this story?
Mm-hmm.
Because Bungie had a precedent for that with Halo. And so I think that was a big one. And when you realized you just had to jump in this world and grind out, you know, a couple of these weapons, and like it was a pain to make it past level 20, that's where they started to lose people.
Yeah.
Because
they lost
the entry was too high.
They lost half of them with the story. They lost the other half when they hit the 20s.
Yeah.
You know,
I know a ton
of
people
sucked.
Who do not know what Destiny is.
Yeah.
Because they only got to like level 17. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, I think I know what it is. I'm like, not really. Because it's totally a different experience once you sort of get to the high level and play there. So,
Fran, I know you're on a tight schedule, so I'm going to move you along
a
little bit. But I really want to talk about the special ammo change for 3v3 multiplayer types. We said we'd talk about it at the head of the show. But they're changing
it.
They're basically, you're not going to start with sniper ammo is the big change.
Special
now.
Ammo.
Yeah.
But snipers are a big problem. When they're sniping the special ammo.
Special ammo specifically for snipers. So your sniper will not start with special ammo I'm reading. So you can... People are hypothesizing that your sidearm will still get ammo, but not your sniper.
What they specifically talked about the shotgun problem as well. So intuitively, I understood that as like it was just a special. Nobody's going to start with special ammo. So
it's hazy, in my opinion.
No. They do. Yeah. Here's what I think is confusing because they talk about the sniper problem and they illustrate it. But what Derek says this guy is senior designer
Derek Carroll. Yeah.
And he was being interviewed by Deej and the team. How will the February update change the special ammo economy in the Crucible? Can't speak today. Apologies.
Economy.
How will it change, Derek? Derek says, after the update, players will start certain matches, without special ammo. Once the match has begun, those green special crates will behave in the same way you're used to, right? The countdown begins. You go find them. So, yeah, I take that as, it's
all weapons.
It's everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they're trying to keep people from just starting with special ammo as well, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They did confirm on Twitter, I saw Invective and Icebreaker will also start with Null, but obviously
good.
They start generating.
Good to know.
So they got that part fixed, but yeah, they say that all 3v3 playlists will feature the new special ammo behavior, so 3v3, mm-hmm. Skirmish, Salvage, Elimination, Trials, and any rotating 3v3 playlist. So for Trials, obviously, this is huge, so I think it's great. And he says, Derek says, I will take special care to say that Rumble is not a 3v3 mode and is safe from the change. So Rumble and 6v6, they were saying, for now at least, will be that.
This is good.
Why do you think this is good?
Well, I saw My Name is Bife talking on Twitter. He's just like,
he was on the show last
I'm
going to
be rocking No Land Beyond and a sidearm. Get wrecked, everybody.
Oh, nice.
You know, because it's still a sniper. It's primary. It takes two shots to down somebody, like two headshots. But that might be a good loadout. And I like that the community is already like, all right, how can I work around
Universal
this?
Remote.
Yeah.
And No Land Beyond.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if actually, it's a valid point. Are people going to be breaking out No Land Beyond? I only read the update early this morning.
Yeah. For something like Trials, it might be good to start with your No Land Beyond sidearm loadout. You snipe some people for Trials. You know, you get those early kills, and then you change your loadout once synth pops.
Yeah.
It's an interesting strategy.
I tell you what I would start with. Yeah, maybe I'll have to figure this out. Yeah, start with No Land Beyond, and then get, hopefully you have like a shoddy or Or a sniper, yeah. I was like, wait, you can equip both snipers with rescue mag. And then if you get critically damaged, you'll probably get some ammo.
Yeah.
if the countdown doesn't make it by that time.
Have your friends grenade you or something? Or grenade yourself so you get the ammo?
I haven't tried that with rescue mag.
I haven't either.
It probably works because that's a really great idea.
That'd be funny, right? Oh, I need to totally gonna test
that. That seems really messed up. Great, Destin. You broke the game.
Derek's like, no, he figured it out.
But yeah, I think people are going to adapt quickly. It's a very crafty community. Mm. It's a vocal community, and you're already reading before it starts of what people are going to do to adapt to it. I think we're going to see a lot of invectives. Invective already was kind of a pain in the neck. It's kind of, it's not as bad as Thorn, but it's like
I like
Thorn.
Invective.
But it's only in these 3v3 modes.
How do you feel about that? Do you think this is a good move?
Oh, I definitely think it's a good
move.
Yeah, I think that...
It was like a sniper game, right, basically?
Special has always been a problem, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, remember when it was just always there? Like, when it first started in year one, it was like up... It just kind of spawned in random locations, but it was basically...
No, in year one, it was set spots.
And so, well, but they would sort of rotate, is my point. So, meaning you would just be running from special to special, but it was always somewhere, basically. Then they fixed that, reduced it, it helped. But now... You know, starting matches with some special ammo and
well, now
and
you just, start with none.
I know. Yeah. Was causing certain a problem. Ones, yeah. So now it will fix that. So I think it's a good thing. Like, God forbid we have to go toe-to-toe with some primary weapons. Yeah. Like, I would actually, I don't know if I've said it before, I'd love a mode where actually either, the special thing is really put off or just remove it.
Yeah.
I don't want to play the whole thing like that. I love sniping. I love shotguns and stuff and fusions. But it's amazing how many people immediately just switch over to special.
Here's my thing. I'm like, my immediate thought was, oh, great. You get rid of primaries that do elemental damage. So that's gone. Now you take away my special ammo. You know, like, next up, nobody starts with ammo. Yeah. You it's only all grenades and melees.
Introducing boxing in Destiny.
Yeah. They're like, you know, we really... Oh, my God. What a great April Fool's joke.
That's just a good idea. You ruined it.
Instead of grenades, you'll throw confetti. We want you to, like, really learn each other's feelings before you start fighting.
Death by haikus.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, but without playing it, it is hard to say. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel good about it. I mean, the amount of times that you're getting sniped off the beginning of these matches and stuff is just dumb. So, hopefully that'll fix things.
Fran, you got to get out of here?
Yeah, we should also mention, we're pretty much out of time, is that right?
Yeah.
But we should mention that they did fix in the raid, as the last thing, right? They fixed.
Yeah, ogres don't teleport anymore.
I don't think that hits until February 9th, the Crimson Doubles
But
update.
With the 2.2 whatever update?
2.11, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? 2.11. Yeah.
February 9th.
Ogres teleporting, which obviously creates a huge issue in the raid.
Really?
Yeah,
a little
bit. They're fixing that, and then what was the other thing they fixed?
It was a raid-related bug.
Yeah, it was with the raid. I'm just forgetting because.
You don't snap the camera back when you dunk the thing.
Yeah.
So if I turn around this way, it's not going to make me look that way when the animation finishes.
Yeah, I never had a problem with that, but it was causing a problem for some runners, so it'll stay
like,
in the runner.
Oh, every time I dunk, like I'm getting ready to run that way, so I'm like, all right, the animation's playing, but then I'm running that way. You know.
Oh, actually, that's right.
It was very disorienting.
I thought this wasn't a problem up in the air. Yeah, on the Death Singers, that was a huge problem. I can never tell which way I was going.
Yeah. You're like, all right, I dunked it. Yeah. I want to go there. Oh, wait, they threw me.
It's funny.
You know?
I didn't realize that was this problem. I thought it was up in the air and I didn't experience it. Yeah, I hate that thing. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad they're fixing it.
So. That's what I read it to be.
Cool.
Anyway, that's it for this week. You want to plug anything quick?
No. I mentioned last week we have Apple TV app. We've had it out there for a while now. We just updated it. We've been featured. Check it out if you have the new Apple TV. Really great experience. I love it. Actually, my preferred TV app for IGN. You can watch Fireteam Chat and everything else on there. As always, leave that app review in the store, but also Fireteam Chat if you're checking it out in podcast form anywhere. And you can always watch us on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, YouTube, and everywhere else.
And if you like IGN After Dark, you and I stream a little bit now. You've been playing a lot of Destiny with fans.
The Destin channel. Be sure to check out. Destin is rocking more than just Destiny. I've mostly just been on Destiny.
Oh, I'm so hooked on XCOM 2 right now, Fran.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's really good.
Okay, so you'll probably be playing that this weekend.
Yeah. I still got a raid to finish this week, though.
I'm going to the Lighthouse this weekend, probably.
Yeah.
And we should do some Crimson Doubles. I'm FM3 underscore on Twitch. Kept it nice and simple. But, be sure to check us out after hours and on the weekends.
Yeah, cool. All right. Thanks, guys. Until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.